It's time to play big on Moto Social Casino, America's hottest free-to-play social casino experience. Moto.us has live casino games. It's time! Play big, win bigger on Moto.us today.
Moto is a social casino, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Visit Moto.us for more details.
It's time! Moto.us.
This is CBS Eye on the World, Life in London, with Joseph Sternberg, member of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal. He's lucky enough he lives in London. I'm told it's a sparkling city, despite all these negatives that we can surround ourselves with because we read the Telegraph and the Times. That's why we do it, to find bad news. There is the good news. Joe tells me it was a good weekend for weather, which is not commonplace. It rains in America on Memorial Day. It rains in the United Kingdom on Memorial Day. But there's one little hesitation, and I read from a headline in the Telegraph. "I'm a London liberal, and I hate you." That's a quote. Cyclist tells Just Stop Oil activists who are marching slowly along the road. Joe, help us understand, what is Just Stop Oil before it gets here?
Well, Just Stop Oil is a radical offshoot of the Extinction Rebellion environmental movement that was blocking London streets a few years ago. And then when Extinction Rebellion tried to go mainstream, some of the protesters concluded it was no longer radical enough. And that's how you ended up with this Just Stop Oil group. They're the ones who, over the past year, have blocked highways and disrupted sporting events and the Chelsea Flower Show, which is going on in London right now, and then also threw paint at a Van Gogh painting in the National Gallery here in London. And they also will do these protests where they will block traffic by marching slowly in the street or just standing there to obstruct the cars. I think the real point is that the public is just getting absolutely fed up with this, and even people who might agree with the basic environmental message of this organization that climate change is important and the government needs to do more of it, are finding that these tactics are just becoming vexing and counterproductive, and the public is getting pretty fed up with it.
Hence, a liberal in a lycra suit cycling away virtuously says, "I hate you." So we move to another Life in London controversy that lingers. I'm surprised to see Boris Johnson back in the news again. He was prime minister two prime ministers ago. Now he's bought a well-to-do house, I believe, near Oxford. And he's touring the world with very well-paid speaking engagements. He's expecting another child, good for him and his wife. At the same time, he's on the front page, identified again as doing something rascal-like or might have. Something about his WhatsApp app messages and the party gate, or the Christmas party gate, or whatever it's called, from 2021. What's he done now to be back in the news?
Well, I think there are two different things going on. I mean, first off, there are still questions about the legality of some of those parties and other gatherings that he held when he was prime minister in his Downing Street office, while the rest of the country was in various forms of lockdown because of COVID. So that's one Boris Johnson controversy that's bubbling along. And then there's the separate issue where the government has set up an official COVID inquiry to look at the government's response to the pandemic and how that could or couldn't have been better than it was. That is raising the question about whether the government would hand over a trove of Boris Johnson's text messages to other government officials that might help the inquiry commission piece together what the policy response actually was and how it came to the decisions were made in the way that they were. And I think the government is resisting handing over these messages. And it's a bit of a head scratcher to me, because if you're going to have a panel looking at the quality of government decision-making in a crisis, then it seems to me that you ought to plan on handing over detailed records about what that decision-making process actually was. But this all ends up just seeming so bureaucratic and remote from whatever people might have hoped would emanate from this inquiry as it continues, you know, bobbing along. And meanwhile, it keeps Boris in the news in a relatively unflattering way.
He wants to return to the premiership. And the question is, does this inquiry prevent him? Because it looks to me that it just keeps him in the news. We have a few seconds.
I think that certainly his opponents had hoped that it would, but time and fate are probably going to be more effective than this inquiry. I think that there's probably just a feeling that his moment has passed and the Tories won't want another prime minister before the next election. And if they do lose the next election, they probably wouldn't want him as a leader again.
Joseph Sternberg in London.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Let's check in with golf legend John Daly.
I only spend on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. That's Daly. Moto Casino, hands down, has the best VIP experience. Take it from one high roller to another. Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces. If you're ready to go for the greens with me, grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit moto.us for more details.